and reach as many people as I could with these ideas. In writing this book, I spoke with scientists who create artificial intelligence for robotics, internet search, data mining, voice and face recognition, and other applications. I spoke with scientists trying to create human-level artificial intelligence, which will have countless applications and will fundamentally alter our existence if it doesn't end it first. I spoke with chief technology officers of AI companies and the technical advisors for classified Department of Defense initiatives. Every one of these people was convinced that in the future, all the important decisions governing the lives of humans will be made by machines or humans whose intelligence is augmented by machines. When? Many think this will take place within their lifetimes. This is a surprising but not particularly controversial assertion. Computers already undergird our financial system and our civil infrastructure of energy, water, and transportation. Computers are at home in our hospitals, cars, and appliances. Many of these computers, such as those running buy-sell algorithms on Wall Street, work autonomously with no human guidance. The price of all the labor-saving conveniences and diversions computers provide is dependency. We get more dependent every day. So far, it's been painless. But artificial intelligence brings computers to life and turns them into something else. If it's inevitable that machines will make our decisions, then when will the machines get this power? And will they get it with our compliance? How will they gain control, and how quickly? These are questions I've addressed in this book. Some scientists argue that the takeover will be friendly and collaborative, a handover rather than a takeover. It will happen incrementally, so only troublemakers will balk, while the rest of us won't question the improvements to life that will come from having something immeasurably more intelligent decide what's best for us. Also, the superintelligent AI or AIs that ultimately gain control might be one or more augmented humans, or a human's downloaded supercharged brain and not cold inhuman robots. So their authority will be easier to swallow. The handover to machines described by some scientists is virtually indistinguishable from the one you and I are taking part in right now. Gradual, painless, fun. The smooth transition to computer hegemony would proceed unremarkably and perhaps safely if it were not for one thing: intelligence. Intelligence isn't unpredictable just some of the time, or in special cases. For reasons we'll explore, computer systems advanced enough to act with human-level intelligence will likely be unpredictable and inscrutable all of the time. We won't know at a deep level what self-aware systems will do or how they will do it. That inscrutability will combine with the kinds of accidents that arise from complexity and from novel events that are unique to intelligence, such as one we'll discuss called an intelligence explosion. And how will the machines take over? Is the best, most realistic scenario threatening to us or not? When posed with this question, some of the most accomplished scientists I spoke with cited science fiction writer Isaac Asimov's Three Laws of Robotics. These rules, they blithely replied, would be built into the AIs, so we have nothing to fear. They spoke as if this were settled science. We'll discuss the three laws in Chapter 1, but it's enough to say for now that when someone proposes Asimov's laws as the solution to the dilemma of superintelligent machines, it means they've spent little time thinking or exchanging ideas about the problem, how to make friendly intelligent machines, and what to fear from superintelligent machines has moved beyond Asimov's tropes. Being highly capable and accomplished in AI doesn't inoculate you from naivete about its perils. I'm not the first to propose that we're on a collision course. Our species is going to mortally struggle with this problem. This book explores the plausibility of losing control